stylish finish. And there's one last thing to do when you're America's number one imported wine. Say thank you.
Make it interesting this holiday season with the Cavett Collection, featuring Pinot Noir and America's favorite Pinot Grigio. Cavett, make it interesting. Imported by Palm Bay Imports, Boca Raton, Florida.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
I'm not surprised it's come to this.
That's professional timing for you right there, huh?
They call that dumb luck.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounded real good.
Hey, you want holiday planning tips?
Yes.
From Microsoft? Who doesn't, right?
Of course, who doesn't.
More about the vulnerability that we talked about earlier, the historical moment that we're about to hear about, my column on whether your data backup strategy makes any sense or not, our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, all that stuff available through our newsletter. Absolutely free, with no spam, no ham. No, it's all ham, no spam.
No junk.
Occasional we have meatloaf in there.
Not really.
Occasionally. In fact, we got some interesting meatloaf we'll do after the first.
The way you get this thing is you go to datadoctors.com and you look for the place where you can put in your email address and hit subscribe. You'll get a confirmation email, you reply to that, and boom, you're in.
So, do we have our...
you also get cool follow-up.
Yeah.
Newsletters to this show, so when you're driving around and we get the emails all the time saying, hey, you mentioned on your show and I missed it, and can you...
Yes.
You'll have that right in your inbox.
Speaking of which, the people that emailed asking about our pop-up recommendation, all of our software recommendations for pop-up, spam, all that stuff, you'll see this huge thing that says Data Doctors Recommended on our website now. Just click on that, you'll see all of the stuff we recommend.
Yeah, and don't recommend.
And
too.
Don't recommend, yeah.
Yes.
That's part of today's show.
What are
you have
for?
Sound file for her historical moment?
That
no,
one?
Not that one. You got another one? That one? That one?
How about that one?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
It's my cow. Who cares?
Geek
What?
Oh, please.
Hey, you guys.
Our moment in history brought to you by Michael Valdivia.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Tell us about...
Yes. Did you know...
No.
Well, of course you didn't. That's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know the first email message was sent in 1971?
1971?
Yes.
They didn't even have TVs then.
Yes, they did.
Are you sure? Oh, were they in color?
So.
It was actually sent, a computer engineer by the name of Ray Tomlinson sent the first email message. It's the first email message from one machine to another machine.
Were they in the same room?
Correct. No, yeah, they were actually.
How funny is that?
But he didn't just, before they had, you could send, if the machine was hooked to another machine, they could send it, but he actually used the ARPANET, which is the internet, to send the email message. So it was the first real email message.
Tell you, if I'm in a room and you're in the same room and I pick up the phone and call you,
mm-hmm.
is it really an accomplishment
Excuse
that I was able
me.
To communicate
Excuse
in the same room with
if,
the same person?
If the phone call went from you to another location and back to me, then it is an accomplishment.
Matter of fact, if you... Watson, get in here. remember the first phone call?
Yeah.
The thing here, just for clarity, it's the first email message sent on what we call today the
what
the
became
internet.
The internet,
right?
Correct.
What was to become
there
someday?
There were electronic messages being thrown around in private little systems prior to that, but this was the first one that actually used the today's standard of the at symbol and all that good stuff. 1971.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't even born.
Neither was I.
Yeah.
Don't make Ken feel bad.
I'm not talking.
Ken was at the ripe young age of 32.
Yes, I wasn't.
Yes, I was.
I did not have... Okay.
Go ahead, Michael. Please, quickly.
Yes, so then the emails, and most people don't quite understand, but it's just a simple text message. Even the attachment when sent is in a text format of some kind.
Just a bunch of gibberish that gets sent and then like encoded and then decoded.
And how come there's those guys that don't talk and like pretend like there's glass in every email message? What's the deal with that? Those mime things.
Oh, shut up. Well, for a minute there, I was like, you're losing it.
No, you're losing it.
Yeah, I realized
I lost
that
it a
now.
Long time ago.
Yeah, you brought it up. What's the deal with those mimes?
It's the thing she was talking about, and it's the formatting of how what's in the email and the structure, and there's all kinds of different types, and it has to do with...
So what happens when I get a message that's got a mime thing and I can't open it?
you don't have the right MIME type set up in your email program to recognize what's going on in that thing.
So you got some kind of ancient email program?
Pretty much, that's what I'm saying.
I need some peanut butter sandwich. Don't get us started now.
Mikhail, please save us. Please.
That's
hurry up.
I'm out of here, guys.
Her moment in history. The first email of the nature you're used to, y'all out there. 1971. Pretty nice. All right, what do we got for time?
Geek Speak? 1 minute, 46 seconds.
1 minute, 46 seconds. Let's talk about our Geek Speak of the Week.
You want that other sound file again?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Our Geek Speak of the Week is our little term that you can use that will help you sound more technology-oriented. This week's Geek Speak, according to Mikhail, she selected this one.
Yes.
Gadget porn.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. She's cutting edge here.
What?
Gadget porn is images and text that glorify high-end or high-tech devices and gadgets. For example, the last James Bond movie was a gadget porn fest.
I'm still trying to figure out how that works.
Yeah. Basically, when they really make a big deal out of something that's really either not real or really not that great.
How does the word porn get into this?
Relax. Just relax. Take a chill pill.
I can't.
Web Attack free download of the week is called TimeCore. If you're a procrastinator or you have your day planned out to the minute, this time management solution is for you no matter who you are, according to Mikhail. Woohoo! Helps you track your time, your projects, and it basically sounds like a cheap version of Outlook. So if you're if you're not already in possession of Outlook or something along that line, and you're looking for some kind of organizational device,
maybe it'll give you like reminders and be like a little virtual calendar.
Yes, and if you don't need it, don't use it, don't install it, don't download it, don't do anything with it. Just leave it alone.
We're just throwing out ideas.
Yeah,
we're just coming up with content. We're just giving you things that may be valuable.
Yeah.
To one of you.
Yeah, because some of them are good drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up in hour number two is our open phones. We'll take any and all questions about any and all things. It's everything for everyone.
The lines are packed up at 602-277-5827. So remember the number for when we come back and you hear somebody hang up. That's the number for you to jump on in.
Or you can always email us if you go to our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Scroll down to the bottom where it says, ask a question.
And axe away.
Yes.
It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after the news.
Collins College is looking for talented people to help.